Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me, as always...
It's Ben Vanell here. Tommy, thanks for having me in your home.
Yeah, as I was doing that, I got really put off by you guys looking at me as I was doing it in the same room. It genuinely felt very weird and uncomfortable.
Yes, I was having the thought of like, shit, haven't done this for a while. I'm going to be out of practice. We've been doing it every single week for the entire year. Mm-hmm. A man who refuses to stop doing it every single week.
Fuck.
Can you disconnect from your Wi-Fi? Maybe tether your phone or something.
But see, this bit only works for us in the room. It makes no sense to the people listening. Because when they've listened at home, you sounded perfect.
Totally.
He's motorboating someone on the Zoom call.
Yeah, we're back in real life. We're not even doing. It fucking sucks. I'm having to make eye contact.
Yes.
So used to it. So Stockholm syndromed. Yeah. From being there's probably a different type of syndrome that they call not being able to make eye contact. But I'm feeling good. In the same room again. Yes. We've got our PlayStation 5.
Yeah, we've got heaps to talk about. So, God, it's good that we're not having to do this over Zoom.
Personally, it's been a long year. It's been a tough year. But getting my PlayStation 5 today really has made it feel worth it somehow.
Right.
It's the only thing I feel like that has kept me going throughout the past 12 hours or so. What about you guys?
I like how you say that getting the PlayStation made COVID worth it, as if there's somehow a link between the two of them. Like, there's a direct relationship between
here at Sony. We believe in generations and are not releasing the next generation until the world has suffered.
Someone at Sony watching the first news reports of the patients getting it and being like, this gives me an idea for a new console.
A generation of people getting wiped out and losing their jobs.
We believe in generations.
That'd be a good post. You getting the text saying you've got a you've tested positive for COVID, and you post it going, goodbye, girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, my girlfriend can hang around for a bit longer because, me and Tommy didn't fucking get him yet.
So this is the situation. You are listening to our big PlayStation 5 launch spectacular episode.
Yep.
One of us on the episode has their PlayStation 5. It's also the same one that works a 9-to-5 job and has had barely any time to touch it. The two people with a wide open schedule today.
Nothing but time.
Nothing but time. To refresh the Amazon track shipment page.
Get a couple of live chats going.
Did you do that?
I did one, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to be like, hey, I don't want to be a bother, but because we both ordered with Amazon. And look, right up front.
I couldn't agree more, Knox.
I've got really bad hay fever.
I was actually about to say that.
Well,
that
you would have sounded like a fucking idiot.
That did feel like the call kind of dropping out and glitching up for a second.
Literally, I'm getting real life hang on. Talking in real life again is a real fucking hassle. I'm swallowing my tongue. But no, I've got really bad hay fever from being outside more regularly now, which fucking sucks.
Yeah, just another reason why you needed that console today. Yeah. Safe and from the elements.
We understand that there's a pandemic and that the postal workers of this country and every country in the world have suffered, and it's not their fault because it's Amazon's fault, who made billions more dollars during this and didn't put it toward... But they can't have too many staff in a warehouse. That's the thing.
That's
the reason it's happening is because they're understaffed.
I think you should do your own research as to what's going on out there.
I
An Amazon truther.
So I don't want to be a baby about it. Stuff takes how long it takes. It's just frustrating because we put off doing the podcast an extra day so we could record it seconds before it came out, so we had first impressions of a PS5. But first impressions from reading the internet, they seem pretty good.
Yeah, they're great. So,
I don't think we've said this on the pod at any point, but you, Adam, in the last couple of weeks, you've been very skeptical about our chances of getting this on launch.
Correctly,
day.
It turns out.
I was holding out hope because we sit on opposite sides of the Amazon experience in the last couple of months. Yeah. Where I've been getting stuff, I've pre-ordered stuff, I've got it on release day. I ordered that Oculus Quest 2. It came 5 days earlier than it was meant to. Yeah. So I was flying the flag. I was holding out hope. And now I feel like a fucking idiot.
Also,
this is the lesson, folks. Never believe in anything.
You've been conned because they set all their dates back further than they would normally be. So it seemed like everything was showing up on time.
Oh.
I see what you're saying.
The rug shop closing down sale of the prices are always this low.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's 30% off of 30% of a higher price.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Amazon is an evil company in many ways, and they are horrific
Never
to their...
Never believed it until today.
Yes.
Their workers...
The many ways are, I wanted my PS5, where's my PS5?
Their workers suffer under their rule.
Yeah, under their regime.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you get cunts like us trying to contact them being where is my toy?
Yeah.
I don't think
Just
they
reassure
suffer
me.
Enough under their rule. You know, they're based on today.
Yeah, they're taking breaks. They're taking too many breaks.
I already felt a bit guilty getting in from... Anyway, whatever. It's all good, but the end result is Ben has a PS5.
Yes.
Me and Tommy don't.
Well, you know, we've talked a lot in the last couple of months about people being babies, about delays and stuff, and it's like, get over it and grow up. And I'm eating my words now, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to apologize because I am livid. So I realized last night I didn't have any games.
I took my whole life off of work to prepare for this day.
I didn't have any games pre-ordered, so last night I pre-ordered some Click and Collect at JB Hi-Fi. Mm. Because I figured, look, at the very least, I'll be able to go in and get them and they're ready for when the console does turn up. Walked into JB Hi-Fi, picked up the games. You have to go in and, you know, show the email to this lady who's there and she takes a look at it. And she's like, I'll just go and get them from out the back. And then I go, hey, look, this is going to sound...
I go, look,
this is crazy.
Listen, toots.
But... Here's my number.
Well, this is
call
it.
Call me, maybe.
Because I thought, I just threw a Hail Mary. I thought maybe someone cancelled a pre-order. It's insane.
People were doubling up on pre-orders and shit to try and get them. Because that's the other thing. We do have them coming.
Yeah.
And a lot of people missed out.
Yes,
so
very true.
I understand my privileged position in this way and this way only. In every other way, I've had it tougher than everybody.
Yeah.
But I thought there was maybe just, it's like, look, you got to ask. There might be some outside.
I've got to get up and go blow my nose. I've got hay fever.
Okay.
Because we're in real life, I'm just going to take this opportunity to tell you boys, I'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Continue, Tommy.
So I go, look, as she's walking up, I go, look, now, look, this is an absolute long shot, and I know I'm going to sound like an idiot for even asking this. Mm-hmm. And then in my head, I see this, concerned look come over her face.
Sure,
and I realize I sound like someone in a bad rom-com.
Yes.
Who's about to ask her for her number.
Yes.
And then I'm quickly like, are there any consoles out the back? And she's like, no. There's absolutely no chance of you getting a console.
Also, I'm not going to fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in case, that was going to be the second question.
Boy, he's really getting stuck in there.
Yeah. What games did you pre-order? Slash, what games have you got?
Well, I've got them sitting right there, so I can't talk about the console, but I'll tell you what I can do. I can review the boxes of Demon's Souls and Miles Morales.
Oh, yes.
They're the standard blue kind of PlayStation 4
Can
case
I go
as
grab
well.
Them from over there?
Yeah, I'll go get
getting
them. Now,
up.
It's
no, like,
no, now it's my turn to leave.
Shit.
I want to take a break from the podcast as well.
You were mid-description, though. Being in real life again is sick.
Yes.
I want to move around. I want to fucking punch you, but in a fun way.
We need to do more physical bits.
Yeah. We need to rough each other up. Yeah. I don't like them.
Really?
Yeah.
I am a fan.
God, this is good.
I don't have... So I pre-ordered Spider-Man Miles Morales through Amazon, and it hasn't arrived yet. I did also pre-order Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and I got it, and I played a bit, and we'll be talking about that later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I like the boxes. I don't love that they're still blue Blu-ray cases.
Well, these just look like PS4 games with different artwork in it, and I think the clean white up the top just looks a little cheap to me still.
I like it. It looks cheap. In that blue case.
Yes.
If they had have like redone the actual case,
yeah,
I think that that would look a lot better.
I don't know what color though. Maybe just clear, because like a black one,
or like
also
a bit of a
like
texture
a shitty...
on there. It's crazy right. to me that they've got that like all the X's and the O's and the triangles yep. and the squares on the actual console and the controller, and maybe like a little background texture of that might look a little more.
Yeah. They look like when you go to a store and for whatever reason they've run out of like the original, like when you'd go to your video store and they'd have like. The Nintendo 64 box cut up and put onto a VHS case.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
It just, it looks really placeholder-y.
It does, yeah. I was going to say, I'm a designer for work, and this looks like if someone had asked me, hey, can you put something together today for a client? It's last minute, I understand. Don't, you know, try and reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
I'd do this. And if I had 48 hours, I'd put a little texture in the background.
And I am a complainer for work, and I think this doesn't look that good.
Yeah. Well, you guys have sold me. Cares? I hope the console never shows up.
Do you want to go into the console first, or do we want to do the games?
Well, because one of the games
this week
that...
Why are you asking us? You're the only one that's...
you
do
take
you want
the
me to lay it out here now?
I've played Assassin's Creed on the PS4 like a caveman!
Yeah.
like a Viking.
Exactly, yeah. It's the wrong era.
So we can talk about that, but I would be interested to hear... You've played a little bit on the PS5 of it,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes.
So let's talk PS5 first.
Yes.
Actually, there's some
email.
Other...
No, from Bed Threads. Fair warning to the listener. Yeah. I am going to be checking my... So did we say this yet? Adam got a dispatch notice from Amazon right before we started recording.
We didn't say that because who cares?
it's drama.
Yeah, sure.
You have a concern that it is perhaps going to turn up while you're here.
Mm.
And now I'm the only one that has got... I got nothing.
Yeah, no comms.
The hope is... I get a little email over the course of this episode.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Theater.
So, yeah, I got a PS5 today. I did Click and Collect, eBay Games. Good process. I never shop there otherwise because they're too expensive, but this felt like a safe bet. I feel like maybe I did my Switch pre-order or purchase through them just so I would be sure that I had one as well.
Because I've seen on the ridiculous forums that I've been monitoring to find out whether or not I'm going to get a PS5.
Yes.
I did it all. Anyway.
You got sucked into the whirlpool by the sounds of it.
I did. I got sucked down into the whirlpool.
Yeah. You've been like relaying the best internet plans to get and whether your PS5 is coming today.
Yeah. It's all I can take to not say I'm actually before every single sentence here. But a lot of people were complaining that EB like hadn't even sent them yet. Their delivery seems bad.
Right.
And it's a pandemic. Of course this is all the case.
Yes.
Like it sucks that people will be getting angry because what are you to do? You're beholden to Sony delivering them and shit. Yeah. I understand the frustration, but I'm trying to remain level-headed.
Yeah.
It's just a PS5 that I fucking hate Ben now for because he has one.
Pretty basic packaging. I don't know. You guys have seen these people posting like the Xbox packaging, and it's like, oh, there's like a little welcome message, and it's all very nicely designed. This was just like
this is like the day after prom, and Ben's the only one that lost his virginity. He's the only one that fulfilled the bet.
So the box. I'll start at the box then. Yeah. I guess
if you were here and you were like, oh, the gentleman never tells, boys. Fuck, we got 45 more minutes to fill.
Did anybody fuck an Xbox? No.
All right, I didn't get a PS5, all right? I just said I did because I wanted to be cool.
But yeah, the videos of people opening the Xboxes, it almost looks like when you open the box, it'll go like, psss.
Yes.
Yeah,
and smoke
would
come out. It looks really nice.
Yep. Hello, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah. But kind of like like Apple stuff, right?
Yep.
Like it's a similar
The packaging
kind of
is a part of the process.
The design. Designed in Cupertino, California. That's the Apple one.
Yeah.
PS5 is just a box, you know, there's some white cardboard in it.
Apparently they were very focused on sustainable packaging as well, though, which is good.
Which I noticed. All the, like, what would normally be plastic wire ties, they're all, like, little cardboard ones. Like, it is all, like, recycled paper and stuff like that, which is cool.
And hey, they're reusing the PS4 boxes for their games.
So, so I get it out. All that's in the box is the console,
You were that excited to get a PS5 that you got it out.
Yeah, wow. I got it out.
Yep. He whipped out his dick.
Not bad.
I wouldn't have bothered jumping in on Zoom.
Not bad.
It would have been. I would have been worried about cutting you off.
I was pretty sad, but that's cheered me up.
You know what's been dispatched? Bit of a bloody joke.
Yep.
On your way.
Love that.
In transit. Here it comes. He got his dick out. Delivered.
Good shit. Really good
shit. You got a sign for it.
Estimated delivery, 3 seconds time.
The controller is actually the first thing that you see. So I picked that up.
Yeah.
It's heavy. It's got a bit of heft to it.
Nice.
It feels expensive. I think we talked a few weeks ago about how the PS5 itself looks expensive. It's just like this big hulking thing.
Yeah.
The controller.
Is it big?
Sorry, it's chonky.
I would have thought if it was big, someone would have made a meme about it.
Weird. We got an exclusive on the pod. Thank God Ben got one, so we could break this story open.
The controller is awesome, and like people have been saying in like the reviews, the journalists that actually got them sent to them for free.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine not having a imagine starting your podcast by saying thanks Sony for the review models.
In the future, I'd be hitting him up, going like, look. I'm happy to pay.
Yeah.
I don't even want a free one.
Yeah.
I just want it on time.
I'll guarantee you a good review. All right?
I will take payment to review you well.
Yes.
And then they'll be like, we don't actually do that. And I'll send them a link to Gamergate. I'll be like, yes, you do. I got told it. For our YouTube video.
But everyone's been focusing on the controller and Astro's, what's it called? Playroom.
Oh,
you would
God,
know,
he
cunt.
Doesn't
fuck
even
you.
Know the fucking name.
He doesn't
of the
deserve
games.
Her.
but that's because it is the most noticeably next generation thing. I did play a bit of Assassin's Creed, and we'll get to that later. But the controller and the things that it does during Astrobot's playrooms.
Oh my God.
Pack in.
If this had been me who had the PS5, I'd have said Astrobot's playroom. I'd have said it right first time.
Wii Sports, you waggle the fucking thing around. it's all the haptic trigger stuff and the HD rumble. Like, there's some stuff where there's like a bunch of Astrobots jump into your virtual controller and you're moving it around and it's saying like motion control, but you can feel the amount of Astrobots rolling around inside the controller.
Right.
Like, it's that Switch, HD rumble thing. The, what was it called? 1-2 Switch.
Yeah.
But it's in a pack-in game. Not haptic. Fucking $80 on release.
Yeah. Haptic feedback.
Is this a... Is it a disc that's inside the box? It's preloaded. I love that it's just loaded on there.
Yeah.
Like when you turn on a Mega Drive and it was Alex Kidd.
Yes, it's the same thing.
That's fucking sick.
I love that that's come back.
When you turn it on and everything, there's like an update for the system software. It's like 800 meg, nothing that delayed, my time getting into the system.
Right. With Xboxes, it's worth pointing out too. None of us got an Xbox.
No.
Either an X or S.
No.
But I have seen that you do need to connect to the internet to even get them to work initially.
Right.
So if you're getting one shipped to,
I think that's the same with the PS5. I don't think you can actually get into it without downloading this
We're at the point where we are all online all the time now. So that's to kind of be expected. But it's worth pointing out. And that we won't be talking Xbox for some time.
Yeah.
Because you and I both have PCs and the older generation of Xbox. So we're able to play those games without getting the consoles.
Yep.
By all accounts, they seem really cool though.
Yeah.
So we're not ignoring it. We're not, but like, it just doesn't fit for us.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I couldn't even handle getting one of the fucking things this week. So.
Yeah, exactly. If I was waiting on two things.
Having to refresh two separate track shipment pages.
I'd have been doing live chatting the wrong people about the wrong things.
Yep.
Wearing a mustache in front of one of them and then not wearing it in front of the other.
Yep.
I invited both my consoles to the dance.
Can I just
ask? And
then
Ben fucked her.
What did you say in the live chat and what was the response?
So we're stopping down on the PS5. Exclusive reveal.
Yeah, I just want to go. I'm fascinated by this detail.
Dude,
honestly, I forgot to ask earlier.
Compared to every other thing that talks about video games, us not having PS5s is the exclusive.
Yeah,
exactly.
That is the only point of difference that we have from literally every other video game journalism thing in the world.
That's the thing. Like, I saw, I was looking through IGN and they've got, a review of the consoles.
Yeah.
And it's just so insane to be like, the PlayStation 5. We give it an 8.
Yeah.
What is this based on? Yes. Like,
well, God of War 2 is a 10, but the PlayStation 5's an 8, so I guess it's a 9 overall. But I just said, because there was just no information. I was like, hey, are they definitely there?
Mm-hmm.
And, is the priority shipping going to help? I tried to type in that. Yeah. K. I just got the letter K back. Thumbs up emoji. They weren't very helpful, but whatever. I didn't expect them.
So the boot up process, yeah, you get that update, and then it's like, hey, sign in. Or if you're a PlayStation, you've already had a PlayStation, go to the app, which I was already, you know, I have signed in and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you just scan a QR code on the screen. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, bang, all right, all your preference, all everything, you can like download that or transfer that now if you want, or you can do it later.
Right.
And then it's like, do you want to do that with your game data? Like if you got stuff on your PS4, you can transfer it wirelessly, as in like full game, you know, installs and
so
stuff.
So that would take forever.
It would take, yeah, like 12 hours or something.
Yeah, fuck doing that.
Or if it's on an external hard drive, just plug it in now.
And with PS4 games,
yes,
obviously.
Yeah, exactly. But otherwise, and I just kind of was like, no, I'll figure that all out later. Bang, you see that home screen that was in that video. I actually really like it. I don't think we talked heaps about the UI, but I think what they've done is most of the screen space is for like 4K game art.
Right.
Yeah. And then I do like how minimal that top menu is in the actual home screen. It's basically just like outlines of buttons. Like it's making it, I think, as unnoticeable as it can be while still being like functional and like there for you.
And that was kind of what the PS4 had anyway. It only used a little sliver of screen space for those icons that had show up anyway. And then it would like half show the details down the bottom, but you'd have to go down to it.
But I think that was a waste of the screen.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yeah. It's like, I thought it was dumb.
Why make it dead center when it's just a function? Like, I want to look at these big game art things. The PlayStation Store shows you like a nice little preview of what's going on.
Well, like the PS3 one was that cross-media bar thing.
Yeah.
And then they moved it up slightly for the PS4, and now it's just up at the top.
Yeah.
So the PS6, you won't be able to see it. It'll be off the top of the screen.
Yeah.
But
might pre-order one of them now just to make sure it gets here in time.
I like the fact from seeing stuff about it that it plays music from the game when you highlight the thing again.
If it's a PS5 game. The PS4 ones, that's just a static screen. Even
that makes sense.
I like started playing Yakuza Like a Dragon on the PS4 last night, and I reinstalled it on the PS5. And even though like it's a brand new release game, it didn't have that music thing.
That is getting a PS5 upgrade in like March, apparently.
Yeah.
What about but you bought the PS5 version of Assassin's Creed.
I did.
I'll be able to report back next week, hopefully, with what happens with those ones. Because the upgrading stuff is interesting for the moment, because especially over in Australia, you can get the PS4 versions of games for significantly cheaper than the PS5 versions.
Yes.
And then get the PS5 version for free anyway.
Yeah. Put it in, get an update.
Yeah. It downloads it as a digital version, and the disc is just like a key.
Okay, right. Yeah. There's like when you're in the game library and you do the options on a game that, is in your library, you purchased it or whatever.
Yeah.
The drop down is like download PS5 version or something like
It'll have different versions of the same game listed there, yeah. So
you can install multiple versions of the same game.
Weird.
Which I read and it was like, don't be silly and download the PS4 one and the PS5 one, which is fair.
I guess. It's a weird system, but whatever.
Yeah.
So it downloads the full PS5 game and then you don't need to put the disc in again to run
No,
that?
You do.
You do.
Because you could sell the disc.
I was going to say, yeah.
They're one step ahead of you.
Yeah. I really thought I was onto some shit here.
But I like, sure, I'll sacrifice the box art being just black and white for the black and white theme that they've carried across all the interface stuff. Because it's like, it's cool. It's kind of like the Switch one. It's very slick. It's minimal. It's not going to date. Cool. I feel like every previous game menu, I think we've talked about before, has dated incredibly quickly and poorly.
Like me, buddy.
They add little things to it, and then it starts to run slower and slower as you're scrolling through.
Yeah, I think even the Xbox One one was pretty shit from the start.
It was
worse. Just like it was.
It's gotten better over time.
Yeah,
for sure.
Right.
When you turn it on, it's the same beep as a PS4, just like that beep.
Yeah, it beeped.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like that beep. It sounds like a fucking dishwasher.
Yeah.
Not into it.
Yep.
It's what else? I couldn't fit it in my cabinet, or at least I'm putting a vertical mode.
Here we go.
Vertical
now
mode. Yep. On the ground. Mm-hmm. Should I comment on the size? I feel like did we?
Do you know what? Like genuinely, if someone broke into your house and you clubbed them with that, you'd kill them.
Yeah, it's huge.
Is
and
it
it's heavy? Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I screwed on the little stand.
Damn, he fucked on the little stand. Joke delivered. Ding dong. Australia Post.
And isn't it better too, like being in the room and being able to like just turn to me to deliver that one.
Yeah.
You know, not having to do it, like, not having to see the person you're zinging in the Zoom window.
You're just looking at yourself in the fucking feed because you can't get your eyes off it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Seeing the wry grin on your face as you
being able to lean back in.
Yep. Yeah.
Cool. So it sounds like the whole it's easy. It makes sense. I wasn't expecting it not to be slick or easy to set up and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It looks good. Sounds good.
What do you think you're going to do? New cabinet or just leave it on the floor?
I think I'm going to leave it on the floor.
Okay. Be careful it doesn't get dust off the floor.
Mm. Yeah, true.
You got to put it on a little thing.
I keep the floor pretty dust free. I'm one of those weird people who vacuums every week. Keep a clean house.
Okay.
So I don't anticipate any dust.
This guy is overconfident.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to
you're coming around and putting dust in my house.
Yeah, when Ben invites us around to see his new house, we just both come around with our vacuum cleaner bags, just empty him
like
everywhere.
Like cuffs of our pants full of dust like Shawshank Redemption. Yes. We'll both have PS5s that still function, but you'll have a little fucking dust bomb.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. So you played, though, Astrobot.
Yes.
And that is the only PS5 game. Because Assassin's Creed Valhalla is like a PS4 game.
Cross-gen, yeah. So my initial thoughts on playing Astrobot were, apart from the triggers and the HD rumble, which I don't even think...
Haptic, because it's Nintendo stuff is the HD rumble.
Sure,
that's
their
like branding of it.
The vibration stuff didn't really play into the game, as far as I can remember, like in terms of like, oh, this helps you figure out this thing.
Right.
The triggers do. The triggers are fucking incredible. Like, that is the next-gen thing that I've experienced so far. The fact that... you'll be like using them to climb up a rock wall as a monkey and they, you know, feel this certain way.
Right.
But then you use a bow and arrow and they feel completely different. Like a physical thing changing the way that it responds to you.
That's cool.
Based
That's
on really software cool. is like, it's what everyone said. It's fucking cool. It's a game changer.
Yep. Does it feel like there's a bit of plastic in there resisting you, or does it just feel kind of natural and like it is the consistency? There's like a consistency to it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like sometimes is there thick molasses and sometimes is it empty or something?
Does it feel like it? You can feel the trick?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, to an extent. But I feel like in a more immersive game, that will be more immersive. This really is just like, oh, this is a tech demo. It's right. You know, Astrobot, but it doesn't have the VR to add that level of immersion. So,
well, it's kind of, but VR is kind of a good example of that, where you can get really immersed, but if you let yourself step out of it for 1 second, you go,
sure.
Oh, hang on, I can kind of see some black stuff around the corner of my eyes.
I kind of just more mean the quality of the build of it. Like, when it's resisting against you, does it feel like you're going to break it?
No,
like,
not it at all.
You
know
what I mean?
Like, genuinely,
it feels like legitimately that's where it stops.
Exactly.
Like, and that's how it's been built.
Yeah,
cool.
Yep. And sometimes it's like, oh, there's a click there because of whatever you've done.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just stops. Sometimes it, like when you're doing the bow and arrow, it feels like you're pulling, you know.
Because I don't expect it to suddenly feel like water or whatever.
But no, but it doesn't feel flimsy and it doesn't feel like, you know, this is a super soaker where, you run out of water and now it doesn't.
I actually don't mind this idea of a podcast where it's people that want to do a video game show. They don't own any consoles or games themselves.
Yes.
So every week they just get in a guest who has played something and just sit there and go, what's it like?
And then at certain points they get overwhelmed and have to leave the room.
Yeah. I'm so emotional. I wish I could have one.
How are we looking? No updates?
No update. I got an email from Dick Smith. God, I get a lot of junk mail.
Yeah.
Dick Smith, last chance. Deal frenzy ends at midnight.
Okay.
Well, I wonder if they've got a certain console that just came out. I might be interested. That does sound cool. But so how's the game itself? Because in terms of the haptic feedback stuff, everything I've read about that game is like the haptic feedback stuff is great.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels cool. But there are no parts of the game that are using that you would not still be able to do with just a regular DualShock controller.
Yeah, that's completely true. Yeah.
It's not like imperative to the game.
No, and sometimes like there's this cool like mechanic where you get in this monkey suit and you're like climbing up this wall and at some points you can grab onto like a little zipper thing and it like transports you along a thing. And you have to be holding the triggers because, you know, that's like your hands holding on.
Right.
But as you go down this zipper thing, they like vibrate like you're going
cool.
along a thing. So it feels like you're like, oh, I got to hold on tight, which is sick. But if it didn't exist, you'd just be holding on with the triggers.
Sure.
Yeah, so gameplay wise, there's nothing that you couldn't do on a PS4. The other thing that isn't particularly non-PS4-y is the look. Like, I was hoping to be blown away by next generation graphics, and I'm sure I will be, you know, like I like you mentioned God of War 2, you know, as a thing that's going to exist. I bet that's going to look fucking incredible.
Well, because all of the games that are coming out really at this point are either have their roots deeply in being a PS4 game, mm-hmm. or literally are coming out on PS4s as well.
Totally. And
like Astro Bot is a PS5 exclusive.
And was developed for PS5 and all of that stuff, but yeah, it was being developed before it was out.
And it's a very simplistic cartoon style as well. And it's a packet, games, so they're not going to... Yeah. It's to show off some tech. They're not going to go crazy about making super detailed graphics.
So, like, I mean, you know, we all played the VR version, and it's like, okay, if they took that and gave it a real nice coat of paint and used all these lighting effects and great reflections and stuff, but it's still, you know, it's not graphically much more impressive to experience than like Super Mario Odyssey as a 3D platform.
Sure.
Right.
So that was kind of like, oh, okay, I guess it's cool that I have this and it's very exciting, but I haven't yet experienced, you know, next generation gaming.
So Demon's Souls looks like the one that's going to be the big...
Yes.
I watched the State of Play from last week about Demon's Souls, like a 12-minute kind of like brief walkthrough, and like watching it in 4K, because I never got the PS4 Pro. So I haven't played anything in 4K yet. I have a TV that supports it.
Right.
And watching that, I was like, oh man, I can't believe how crisp this looks. Like the game looks incredible. So that's the one. I kind of think that's the... That's kind of the big selling point of it for now, right? Because that's the one game that's not out on PS4 as well.
Yeah.
Even though it is an old game, but they've built it from the ground up and it looks stunning.
Same as with the Shadow of the Colossus remake.
Right.
Bluepoint are very good with visuals too. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to seeing that going. But yeah, the controls, like, I can't imagine what it would do for a new gameplay feature in any way, but it does sound just like a really cool extra thing to have.
Yeah, which I feel like is going to be this whole generation. This already exists in some form, but nowhere near this cool. This is much better.
We all talked about when we were talking about God of War, how much we loved the feeling of like throwing the axe, like feeling it come back to you. So just imagining even something as small as just like that, like the axe coming back into your hand and having that kind of like haptic feedback really feel like a big weighty thing coming back into your hand is like, it's exciting. It's a bit of quick talking. Don't give me any space. But something we're all familiar with from another game, but just like stepped up because it's like we remember this and this is what you want it to feel like in a next generation.
And it's kind of like, it's not a shame that Astrobot is the pack-in or the thing that, you know, you can play immediately because it is very good.
I bet I'm going to probably love it. Yeah. Because it's my sort of game anyway.
And I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying it as a game as well, I should say. Like, it is a fun 3D platformer with great level design and it looks cool and all of that stuff. But
from what I've seen, I think it's really cute that it is a pack-in game for a new console and that it's set inside the console and it's all historically about stuff of the PlayStation. That's really, really cool.
Yeah. That's going to fucking do my head in a good way.
Yeah. I've collected the PS4 and the VR headset so far.
Damn.
It does feel a little bit like, you know, like a shill sellout sort of like, this is the McDonald's video game sort of situation.
Sure, yeah.
Right? Like, this is a corporate ad.
But, you know, like, dipping into the legacy, and maybe if you'd paid for it, it'd feel a bit dodgier.
Yes,
like that. Like, remember Nintendo Land on the Wii U? Did you ever play that?
No.
It was all this stuff to show off the gamepad, and it was similar thing. These little riffs on history.
Any second thing that Nintendo ever does
is a nostalgia based.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
I think they do that stuff so well, but most other companies typically don't really dig in the same way. And I think when it's done well, it is so cool. And especially, I mean, now, PlayStation has been around so long. So there are these people that have been with it for such a long time. So it's cool to see someone else sort of do that and in like a kind of charming, cool way in the ways that other companies have.
Nintendo started dipping hard into that shit about 2010-ish, which is when they were 25 years old.
When the NES
was 25 years old. So Sony's just hit that point too.
Yes. Mm. And I think the only thing is that there's no mascot for Sony.
Right.
So Astrobot, I mean, I think it's just lucky that we have played that VR game because it's not, you know, a universally played property.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of nostalgia around the, you know, the systems and stuff.
Exactly.
And Astrobot's cool.
Making the consoles themselves the mascot for PlayStation is kind of not that bad.
That's true. All the consoles are like the PS1 is my huge nostalgia console.
Yeah.
And so like I'm sure when I collect that as the end of level bonus thing, I will feel a small tinge of nostalgia.
I like them kind of leaning in and going, okay, this guy's our mascot now. After yes. one VR game. Because we talked when we... I think you didn't feel this way so much, Ben, but me and Adam did.
Little VR demo as well.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Ben, Adam and I kind of felt a bit like the design of that game, while it was great, the actual like artistic direction was a little kind of generic-y feeling.
For bits, yeah.
Yeah, but for some reason, I've kind of come around on him now. It's right. like if they really are going to go all in and make him the mascot, because a mascot doesn't need to have some like over-the-top amazing design. Mm. It was just like, yeah, a mascot's this like cute little robot guy. It's like, great, yeah. that yeah. fits. That's
little
awesome.
Little yeah. robot who loves PlayStation.
Yeah.
yeah. Doesn't so enjoy Astrobot so much. yeah.
yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think that's about all I can say about Astrobot. Any other questions about the system itself?
Quiet, right?
Super, super quiet. Didn't hear any...
I'm telling you.
fuck yeah, what else? Like I
have
said,
a question. When's mine getting here?
Unfortunately, I cannot answer that.
Please rest assured that your stock has been secured.
I mean, I did get a text from EB earlier today telling me that my pre-order of the Game & Watch Mario Brothers will be ready to pick up tomorrow. So mm-hmm. that's cool. I'll have a little clock here. Yeah. I can look at that and work out the time.
Oh, yeah, the PlayStation 5 has a clock on it, so I'll probably just look at my PlayStation 5.
Yeah, I know what time it is. Time for Amazon to get off their fucking fannies and put my console in the truck.
I don't know. There's been so much coverage of them as well recently, like to the point where it's a bit much.
You probably know exactly what the experience was. You could put together a bunch of videos and you would have seen what I saw this afternoon.
Yeah.
Me jacking my little dick. but there's games on it too.
Well, so this is the thing I'm more interested in.
Yes.
Is because I've played the PS4 version of Assassin's Creed a fair bit in the last week or so. Mm-hmm.
Valhalla.
Gesundheit. Sorry, the delivery was a little late for that particular package.
Yeah, you laughed first.
I know, it got held up in processing, but rest assured.
You said before
I'll give you $5 credit for that one.
You said before about a joke that if that had been over Zoom, you would have not done it. And then that one, we got like a full 5 seconds late.
Yeah. I'd have laughed off mic for that one.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was even going to say.
Games.
You've been playing Valhalla.
Oh, yeah. There's a little bit of news maybe to do in between.
Sure. Okay,
or do you want to wait? Just like non-console related stuff that's worth talking about.
Totally, yes. PlayStation 5, 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah, great.
All right.
That means heaps to me to know that now. That has... Also reviewing them when it's not possible to get one for months now.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are little trickles of stock coming in that happened today on launch day for like pre-Christmas shipments, hopefully.
Yes.
But it is going to be difficult to get one of these for a long time.
Yep.
It seems like. Fuck this hay fever, dude.
No, he's crying. He's crying at how sad that is.
Yeah. Little kids waking up without a PS5 under the tree.
On December 8th, but it'll be there for Christmas. Yeah. I saw someone complain about the fact that Kotaku are running ads for their PS5 when it's sold out. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Of course Kotaku's they can still fault. Advertise the console.
Well, and so it works in Sony's favor, ultimately, to be like, it's the hot ticket item. Like,
totally.
Remember fucking Tickle Me Elmo? And
Beanie
Babies, sure, you know, things that sell well later.
Yeah.
Which is why we're going to sell well later after this episode, but we sold out to Sony.
All the Nintendo stuff they've released in the past couple of years has been limited stock for that purpose.
Yeah. You keep people reminded that you can't just like not roll ads because people can't get it.
Yeah, now's the time.
Remind people that they want it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. Something we'll be seeing advertised soon. Look at that fucking segue.
Hello.
Is the Mass Effect Legendary Edition.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad you brought that up because I forgot about it.
Yeah.
I was super excited when it was announced.
So I went and played through all three of these, or maybe just the last two because the first one doesn't hold up well.
Yeah.
At the end of last year.
Right.
So I've recently gone through them, and 2 and 3 at least are still very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never played them or... So there's no talk really of if they're going to do anything to Mass Effect 1, which definitely shows its age a lot more than the other two.
Yes. That's a game that almost is best played like on a PC. It has weirder, shittier shooting. The gaming is quite bad. But it has the same level of storytelling and dialogue, and the characters all originate there.
Yep.
If they can fix it up, you know, in my opinion, to play a little more fluidly, even if they just completely make it play like 2 and 3, that cover shooter.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's going to be sick. It's going to be a great, great collection of games that someone like Tommy, who hasn't played any of them,
all the DLC and shit. Fuck.
Someone like Tommy.
Yeah.
So, a real Tommy Daslow type.
Yes, yes.
Spring 2021, or for you, Tommy, summer, because it'll take a while to get to you. I had to think for a while which season comes after spring. Mm-hmm. 4K and all that stuff remastered. And also...
You dunk on me when we're in the same boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reach out and hit me then.
The moment he got the dispatch email, his tune changed.
Exactly, the attitude changed.
2 hours ago.
Yeah.
But
were sweating over a keyboard yelling at some Amazon employee.
But I was like crying, but then the second I jumped off of the Titanic, both middle fingers up.
Yep.
Fuck all you sinking idiots. It's your worse than me. They very just flippantly slid in a mention of there's a new Mass Effect game in development.
Yeah.
Alongside this remaster, there's a new one that they are working on.
In development by a veteran team of BioWare games people, which I think is meant to be like, don't worry, it won't be as bad as Anthem.
Yeah, or Andromeda.
Or Andromeda.
So like the last few things BioWare have done, they've kind of flopped around with.
Mm-hmm. I also hated Dragon Age Inquisition.
There's a new Dragon Age out soonish too that they still haven't properly shown. But so we'll see, I guess, if that one's good, how much to get excited for this Mass Effect maybe.
It is interesting now that you have to like specify that because, as we've seen so often, like a franchise that people love and have a lot of revelry for gets, you know, a new iteration gets shown and people very quickly go, oh, this kind of looks shitty.
Mm.
And then you look into it and it's like, oh, none of the people from...
Exactly.
The originals are involved, so why care? It's like, this could be anything.
You can have a huge property made by people who aren't as talented as the people who made that property huge, and it will flop.
Yeah.
$62 billion, million dollars was the amount of flop that Marvel's Avengers has taken.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Which it deserves every dollar.
Yeah, you hate to feel smug about a game being bad, but we all called this.
Yeah.
We knew this looked shit.
I think it's just a lot. Yeah, I really think... There's a lot, other than just the game being bad, it just feels like it's come along at a time when, I mean, this is the first year in ages that there was no Marvel movie in cinemas this year. Is that?
Or out at all, so. I mean, regardless of cinemas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So just like that kind of big moment of people's Marvel obsession. It feels like this was like a bad time.
They had
to
a season finale and then after that they were like, here's the game tie-in.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
It seemed like it wrapped up a lot with... I think Spider-Man still did well, which came out after Avengers.
Mm. Right. Far From Home?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. I liked that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I liked Jake Gyllenhaal, but I wasn't a huge fan. But it wasn't as bad as most of the Marvel movies.
They towards the back end of that whole era as well, they hit a consistency.
They like in generations.
Oh my god, this fucking hay fever. Being in the part of Melbourne that you live in, Tommy, the trees here are worse for me.
Yeah.
So, and my body hasn't had time to adjust
to fault.
It. Yeah. Same as the delivery. Things that go wrong near you are your fault. Anyway, so that flopped pretty fucking hard.
Yeah.
Which
it's meant to be an ongoing game as a service, raking in the dollars.
Yeah. And it's just Anthem again sort of situation where I can't see a way that they're going to actually stick with that. And probably they shouldn't.
Mm.
And then also... PS5 related, there's a remote play app for the PS4 that they'd never mentioned in any of the lead up to this, but you can play PS5 games from a PS4 over Wi-Fi if you have both.
This is the reason that I didn't trade in my PS4.
Mm.
I found out, like yesterday, I think. I was all set up. I'd like, you know, disconnected it, popped it in a bag. Any other details about the process of me disconnecting my PS4, putting it in a bag and transporting it to EB Games, hit me with some questions. I feel like I might have covered everything, but I took it out of the TV unit.
Wait. What is a PS4?
That's
something that you and I are going to be stuck playing for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck this. I'm putting it in my study. I'm streaming PS5 games in a different room.
Here's my question, though.
Mm.
Given that it's over Wi-Fi.
Here's my question, though. Where's my PS5?
Let me be frank with a PS5. Will it be laggy if it's over...
I would guess it would be similar performance-wise to the PS Vita remote play.
Right.
Which is where you can play... Fuck, dude. My nose is fucking going again. Tell you in a minute.
Just go and bring the paper in here.
Yeah. So, I've been... I guess, playing stuff over my modem recently because I've been streaming games from my PC to my Quest.
It's
not over Wi-Fi. Like, it's not over a connection where you're like, you know, it's through the modem. So it's like, if you have a 5G modem,
right,
it's as fast as 5G can be. It's going through that network rather
than... So it's
than...
not uploading and downloading.
No.
Okay, no. Right.
It's going through the air.
Sorry about my hay fever, everyone.
It's invisible waves. But yeah, it's not...
It's like pollen. Like, you can't see it, but it can be really fucking effective.
Yes. Yeah. It's more like Bluetooth or something. Like, it is the same. Okay.
If you're on Ethernet too,
yeah,
that would make it even better.
Fuck yeah!
Which is what I've got at my house. It's great.
I have no. Yeah, I mean, I have no immediate need for that, but this is making me reconsider.
Yeah.
For somewhere down the line, you know.
Yeah, yeah. If you get a house where, like, I mean, shit. Even if you get a fucking, you know,
I mean, shit.
I mean, shit, dude.
I mean, shit. I ain't afraid of you. I mean, shit. If you get a fucking sideboard and pop it there, well, I guess you already have a
the word sideboard to come after that.
I was
too.
Considering armoire as well. But if you get like
get a credenza or something here, yeah.
If you look, cunt, get a credenza, pop it in there, pop a monitor on top, connect your PS4 to it. You can play games from bed, like that's you know.
Just you know, moving house in the future,
yes,
yeah,
with a partner, you know, same as your situation,
totally.
A study situation going on,
yeah.
Misso's watching her bloody stories on the TV.
Oh, yeah. Bloody Kardashians are at it again.
Yeah. You don't want to kick her off the TV if you want to get any action tonight. Yeah, Tim Allen in Home Improvement.
Playing bloody virtual doghouse on this console. Yeah.
What game are you playing? Bloody divorce simulator? Why don't you just do it in real... But with the Vita ones, because that didn't even really have all the controls that a PS4 controller had.
Oh, sure.
So it was good for if you wanted to play something like a Persona 5 or like an XCOM or something that didn't require quick... movements, because the lag didn't really matter in that situation.
Yep, right.
Yep. And I'm guessing that'll be a similar situation here where a Persona 6 or whatever is maybe doable in that sort of a setup.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't want to be playing your Demon's Souls and stuff where you want timing.
Yes.
Is my guess. But none of us have tried it yet. Maybe next week we'll be able to tell you what it's like.
Yeah.
Cool little feature. So you're going to get it up and... Oh, but you know, do you have a second TV?
No, but I'll plug it into my monitor. My computer monitor is... a bit. It's like 27 inches and it has an HDMI in. So I'll give it a crack on that. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking to hearing how this goes.
I mean,
I've never done a trade-in. I've never done a, like, take a bunch of shit into eBay. I've kind of always felt like you're better off just using eBay because surely you're getting a better rate. But then you got to fuck around with doing it. And yeah, obviously the ease of convenience is going in there and going.
I'm the same. I sold my Xbox One S like a month ago. And it was like, well, I'd rather get cash for it that I can spend on other goods.
I traded in my PS4 for a PS4 Pro towards that, and that was pretty nice. It felt good just paying $150 to upgrade to a Pro, you know?
And
it was pretty easy to do. I gave them the controller I didn't really like anyway.
Right.
Simple.
Yeah.
I might go in and do that tomorrow.
Yeah?
Trade mine in for a Pro. Just take an incremental step towards getting my PS5 on fucking Monday.
So, well, speaking of PS4 pros, right?
Yes.
Not...
That's us.
Yeah, that's... Well, that's me and Tommy by a long shot, too. Yeah. We're going to be real...
Should we change the name of the podcast to PS4 pros? Is that the right time for that?
P-R-O-S-E, maybe? Yeah. And we speak in iambic pentameter the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So, Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Oh, sure, yes.
I've been playing. There's no more news, really.
Yeah, and you've been playing it on a PS4 Pro.
I've been playing it on a PS4 Pro, and it looks nice and everything, but one thing I'm really fucking noticing, I want to do this right off the bat, is the loading times are constant, and they're relatively long.
Oh.
Between, like, if you go to your little eagle, whatever, or the raven that looks things for you, and then you move away from you and go back.
What?
You get it.
Yeah. Are you sure it's hay fever? It's not something more serious?
It's not COVID.
Has it started in the brain?
Yeah, I've got no taste because I'm enjoying Assassin's Creed Valhalla. But when you, because same as in the other two, you've got a bird friend who can go and survey the area for you. Mm. And you can very easily move that bird
with my bird friend.
You can...
She just texted me before.
Oh, yeah? What's the update? Is she
delivering got a PS5 yet?
No. Damn. Let me...
So anyway, you can move further away. It's an open world. When you're in the regular open world, obviously it's like streaming stuff, so there's not really loading times other than between cutscenes as well. But it's very noticeable if you move away as the bird and then come back to you that it'll reload the thing.
Bit of a hitch or...
A loading screen. Black with a symbol doing the loading thing down in the corner.
When you go to the bird and back...
If you move far away enough as the bird.
Whoa!
And then also in between every cutscene, there's a relatively long load. Getting into the game is quite a long time. So what's it been like playing it on the PS5?
There were no loading times at all.
Great.
Literally not. I just realized that I did not notice a single loading screen.
Perfect.
There was no loading. Certainly not with the birds, not with the cutscenes.
There's the little Assassin's Creed symbol, the little three things.
Yeah.
And it's swimming around, doing the loading thing where it paints itself again and again. And it happens. It's happening often enough in that game that I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
right.
That, I think I said this the other week. That is the thing about this gen that I am most excited about in terms of immersion. Everything else is just kind of like, nice new coat of paint, all well and good, looks bad, but like in terms of truly being immersed into a world, not having to fuck around on my phone for 30 seconds between a map and actual gameplay. Yeah. I read a thing today that was something like, from putting the disc in to actually being in gameplay with Demon's Souls is like 20 seconds or something like that.
Right, and that's probably downloading a small patch as well.
Yeah, maybe. Like chucking the disc in, booting up.
So, such a real fluid experience. Like, I guess, in retrospect, obviously it's not something you notice at the time because you're not meant to.
Yeah.
It was sort of like a God of War of like, it felt like one continuous shot, which allowed me to focus on the shitty characterization and writing of the Assassin's Creed series.
So, and you in between the cutscenes and shit, you're just going straight in them.
As far as I can remember,
yeah, damn.
Where would that? Yes, yeah.
Right. Well, because like if I go up,
he cannot believe it.
Yeah.
If I go up to like a person who's a quest giver and I hold down for them to speak, sometimes it'll cut to black, load, and then go into the cutscene.
Yeah, no, that hasn't happened.
Yeah, wow. Great.
Yeah.
The other thing that fast loading can do that I haven't seen people talk about, but I did see today, that's worth mentioning, is that you can have higher quality assets in there because you don't need to load them all beforehand and put them in RAM.
Mm.
So it'll lead to more stuff than just quick loading times on a PS5, which is cool.
Cool.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla is a game. I'm actually really enjoying it for some reason.
Okay.
And that surprised me.
Yeah.
Because it feels like it's going to explode at any second. It's really fucking buggy.
Right.
Yeah.
There's so much, like, are you getting the thing with the audio where the dialogue is pausing? Maybe I've got a dying fucking hard drive or something, because the more I say this, the more it sounds like shit's fucking up for me.
I haven't noticed any glitches whatsoever. The most I've noticed, or the most, like, I was focusing on it so much as like a next gen thing. I was like, oh, I went to climb over that wall and it just sort of stopped and I had to move slightly to the right and climb over it, so it wasn't like a perfect one-to-one experience. Like, that's the extent of the issues I've noticed.
As in with the free running stuff, it doesn't climb perfectly.
Yes.
Right. Because it is very much still an Assassin's Creed game in the vein of the last two.
Yep.
No difference to the gameplay stuff at all.
Yep.
But a very nice looking environment in the Nordic and the English stuff.
Yeah.
It's cool. And I am actually weirdly enjoying the setting and the story and the, like, just kind of dumb characters.
So I haven't played heaps of it yet. What I haven't enjoyed so far has been, like, the side characters, like the villain. The main character is fine. Like, I just, like, you pick the gender/memory stream of it. I picked the girl one because the girl ones are always more interesting in these games.
Not this time.
Really?
Yeah. I changed it because I looked at some footage because it really bothered me. Or I saw that it really bothered people. It didn't bother me because I picked Cassandra, but that the other one was notably worse
In
the previous game.
Yeah, right.
Odyssey.
Right.
And it's flipped with the genders this
time. Right, okay, so. Okay. But whatever protagonist seems cool so far is,
Eivor?
Eivor, yeah. I guess it's the models, the character models of most of the other characters are just like, they have that Ubisoft thing of like, they're not very well designed.
Yeah, I watched some video reviews of it and the environments and everything look fantastic, but the facial stuff just looks terrible.
It's just that they haven't picked a style. So what they've gone with is like almost not quite good enough to be photorealistic. Like even Naughty Dog, they are characterized, like they are stylized. But the way they've done it makes you feel like they're meant to be, or they are real.
Right. For something that is launching on a next-gen series of consoles, the facial stuff looks like three generations old.
Yeah. It does look very much in the same vein as that first Assassin's Creed. None of it looks like it's progressed. I mean, it obviously has, but that far, at least stylistically, because the animations are still awkward. The combat and stuff is still like jerky and weird. Mm. The open world, like people walking around in towns and stuff still fucking move like weird robots. Mm-hmm. All of that stuff. It feels like it's on a knife's edge of just breaking to me the whole time. Because there's just some underlying open world bugginess where like shit just goes a bit wrong often enough that it makes you feel a little unsettled the whole time while you're playing it.
Yeah. It doesn't have the, like, as repetitive as Ghost of Tsushima was, it at least was, like, really seamless. Like, the loading times when they were, loading times were pretty long, but, like, running around through that world, it was very, very fluid.
Mm.
And this, I would compare this a little to Tsushima in that, like, they've streamlined a bunch of stuff. Like, running around looting shit, like, you're just tapping buttons, things are, you know, disappearing into the ether. Like, all of that stuff is, like, gamey enough that it's fun and easy, but, like, has a nice little effect enough that, you know, it's still cool.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm enjoying that loop, weirdly.
Mm.
Just going off and doing the missions. The little side missions are weird and fun. The environment is beautiful enough that I'm wanting to go and explore it. They've hit a good middle ground for me where there's an option to have like some icons on your compass still, but it won't tell you the exact distance to them anymore.
Right.
And it gives you a bit more of a feeling of exploring things.
Yep, yep.
It's very Witcher-ish in that you can just summon your mount at any time, jump on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
You are exploring these towns in a similar way to The Witcher.
Right.
Nowhere near the level of quality of writing at all or any of the stuff that I liked about that, but it's in that vein. And it's just, it's hit the sweet spot of that loop for me enough where I'm going from thing to thing and just sort of enjoying my time doing that.
Right. And I think for me, like, I like Egyptian history. I like ancient Greek history probably even more.
Yeah.
But what I feel like is the coolest aesthetic so far is the Viking stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. I loved God of War probably because of that. And it just works. It's a cool aesthetic. It's fun. And aside from God of War, which, like, the whole series was Greek stuff, and that just that one was the Nordic stuff. There's not heaps of other shit like this out there so far.
Well, with Norse stuff, weirdly, because like there was Skyrim and God of War, and were both huge. And I felt at some point like Norse stuff did get like blow up a little.
Right.
I've definitely heard people talking about Odin a bunch in video games
in the
last decade or whatever.
Right.
But this is like a real world version of it, kind of.
It
but
is,
it is still doing the mysticism shit, and it's got the Assassin's Creed animus shit. You'll go out and there's another storyline going on in the future.
Yep.
So if you've played an Assassin's Creed game before, especially the last two, you kind of know what you're in for this.
Yep.
I think it's so far a good one. It's holding my interest.
Hmm.
I'm really interested to see what it feels like going from PS4 to 5
with this.
I don't expect the visuals to jump up that much or anything like that. It's a previous generation game.
So as pointed out before, I don't know shit about this console that I've got or what it does or what happens on it.
Give it to me.
frame rate is the big thing, right?
It's one of them, yeah.
That I noticed because going from gameplay to a cutscene, I was like, oh, this cutscene is blurry.
Right.
You know, like it's back to 24 frames per second or whatever, you know, the standard is in games, in CGI. But running around the real world or the world in it, it looks super crisp.
That's cool.
And it's like, I hated when... was it The Hobbit did 48 frames per second?
I think it did like 100 or something, didn't it?
Right, right.
Something like 100.
Or 60 or something. Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
And it looked like a poorly lit soap opera. Like, do you remember that? That was just awful. Like, or like when you turn motion smoothing off or on the TV.
On.
I don't think we talked about this when we talked about that game, but I feel like in Last of Us 2, they dropped the frame rate from 1 to make it look more... like a film. Because I played one just before it and it felt...
One was the remastered version, though, which was at 60 frames a second, and then 2 would have been at 30.
That's what I mean.
Right, yeah.
But
it wasn't to make it look cinematic or anything. I think that's bullshit when companies say that. It's just because that's how it can run.
I did notice it because I had played the remaster of 1 just before it, and then it stuck out as like, oh, this isn't as smooth, but that... It makes it feel more like a movie because that is the movie frame rate. The movie frame rate is 24, right? The standard is 24, yeah.
It's so different, though, because the type of motion you're getting in a movie versus the type of motion you're getting in a game are completely different. If a movie was all panning shots, you'd really end up noticing that that it was at a weird frame rate. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the camera tends to be sitting kind of still, and if it's moving around a lot, they use stuff like a shaky camera and all that sort of thing to make it look less weird.
And I think it's just like based on what the human eye perceives. And when you're in a game controlling it, 360, you know, camera view that is tied to, like, it's instinctive for us at this point. It does help to have that higher frame rate. It feels like you are able to pick and choose what your attention drags in with, like, it's much better. And guys, it's better.
You can have controls.
I understand they've done it. Yeah. It makes sense.
Controls can be tighter with that.
Totally.
That's some stuff I'm looking forward to doing, is just trying out some PS4 games that have had that upgrade already.
Yeah.
Like Days Gone and Last of Us, not Last of Us 2, Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, okay. I didn't know which has...
There's a few of them and there's more coming, but it is a little... all over the shop at the moment.
Okay. I am looking forward to, dipping back in on some stuff that I only got, whatever, a third of the way through. Ghost of Tsushima being one. And I don't think this game is getting a PS5 upgrade, but Death Stranding, even just playing that on what I assume will be closer to like the PS4 Pro version, right? Because I only ever played it on the PS4. So even that will look better than what I was used to when I started playing it.
Like, I believe that's the case, that you will get the best PS4 version of a PS4 game.
Yes.
It won't have a developer-instituted upgrade, but it will, like... Would it just be in 4K if it wasn't in 4K?
It'll upscale to Pro, right? Death Stranding. Yeah, well, so you're just playing that in 4K, which I didn't do when...
There's been some tests of some older games done by like Digital Foundry and shit. And like if the frame rate was uncapped on a PS4 Pro but only ran at like 40 or something, it can automatically just go at 60 now.
Right.
So it's different from game to game. It's really confusing.
Sure. Yeah.
God, the boys at Digital Foundry have been absolute heaven this week. They're having the time of their lives.
Yeah.
There was one video they put out though. They were like, we haven't got one yet. So
they're like the shop that only sells Christmas ornaments. It's every console launch, they make all their money, they bank it.
Yeah, work overtime for 3 weeks and then just hibernate for the next six.
But it all seems cool. And Assassin's Creed is very much a known quantity type of thing at this point.
Yeah, they didn't fuck it up. It's, if anything, slightly better than the last two in the franchise. And if you've been a fan the whole time, then you'll like this. Unless you hate Nordic people for some reason.
Mm. Well, then there's bigger issues at play.
Exactly.
I almost got it on the PS4 during the week and then...
No
way! I just went, I'm about to get the 5 and have Spider-Man. And it strikes me as something that in a few months, a bit of a price drop, I really think there's going to be like a bit of a noticeable gap in the middle of next year. Not too much release stuff got affected this year, but I think we're going to see that more. It strikes me as one for maybe in a few months' time.
Mm.
Fill a little gap in the schedule with it, but it didn't feel imperative to me at the moment.
Fair enough. Speaking of little gaps, let's have a little one between episodes of this podcast.
Okay.
And then next week, we should have PS5s.
Yeah.
And I'm keen to talk more PS5 stuff. I want to play Astro Bot.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes.
I think I'll have played like the new Call of Duty by then. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of fucking Spider-Man. We've got Demon Souls.
I mean, we're all getting Spider-Man, right? So are we going in on that for next week as well as a more detailed PS5 review?
Maybe. Yeah. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
Astro Bot.
Hey.
I'm really keen on that. Yeah, Spider-Man we will all have played. Yeah. I'm assuming you're going to get Demon's Souls, Adam. Yeah.
I'll be getting Demon's Souls.
Yeah. All right, we'll work it out.
We'll talk video games on this podcast, I reckon.
I think we'll continue to, that's the plan.
Remember Cyberpunk?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a thing that there was a rumor that's going to be delayed again.
Well,
fucking hell. I got a notification on... I can't believe I'm even bringing this this one up, the PS4. Can you guys imagine still having to play on a PS4?
I can imagine a cunt.
Or telling me that the Cyberpunk had been delayed to December 10.
Yeah.
And I got it came up like yesterday.
Weird. It's
and it told me because I must have pre-ordered it on PlayStation, but I think that's actually good because I want to play it on PC, so I might just cancel that. But that was oddly timed.
Yeah.
I feel like
Everything is at the moment. Mm. We'll. There's heaps of video game shit happening.
Yeah,
we'll have lots to talk.
Exciting.
About.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, guys, we're going to leave it there for this week. Thank you very much for joining us. filthycasuals.com.au for the links to our Patreon, where you can get an extra episode of this every week. You can also get the premium episodes that we do for Bandcamp. Check out our YouTube Let's Plays.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
your Amazon.com.au order of one item has been dispatched. Monday, November 16. One PlayStation 5 console. Thomas, dispatched.
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Being the medium cunt between major cunt Ben, me, yes, medium cunt, and you low cunt. That's our dynamic with the three little pigs. Oink, oink. See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.